It's like a closet in here, like I've described before, but I'm not alone. I'm here with somebody else. You are Eileen Springer, aren't you?
I am.
You are. Talk right into this microphone if you can.
Okay.
And you are a local singer-songwriter, correct?
I am, but lately I've been playing out a little farther at different venues.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So I've been expanding.
All right. That's a good thing. Well, you've been doing this for how many years? How long?
I've been writing songs since I was a teenager, but I would have to say I started out with the open mic probably about 25 years. And then from there,
okay.
I merged into playing out in restaurants and coffee houses and
okay,
then
cool.
big, you know, festivals and interviews and radio
right.
and cable. So
right,
I kind of grew from that.
We'll talk about all that stuff. That sounds really,
right.
really cool to talk about. So 25 years at least. You have a couple of pretty high-profile fans that have commented about you. And what can you tell me about Sandy Stride? Is it Stride?
Yes.
Now, she's at WATD, and how do you know her?
I've been on her radio station several times. She's from Marshfield. She's a lovely lady, and she really helps a lot of local singer-songwriters get
okay.
their songs out there. And she makes people feel comfortable with what they need to say.
Okay. So you've known her for how long?
I've known her for a long time, probably right from when I started writing.
Well, that makes sense. Do you know what? Do you mind being... Are you going to blush when I tell you what she said about you?
No.
She said that your music is poignant and filled with passion and purpose. That's pretty high phrase.
That's great.
That's really nice.
She has it right on there, too. I think she really knew who I was when I was interviewing.
Well, that's
really... I think she really felt like who I was when I was playing. Because I give my all, and yeah. I want people to not only understand my lyrics and maybe relate to them, but really know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a person, that
because
makes
I want them
lot
to
of
know
sense.
My songs.
Makes a lot of sense because
yeah.
you have another big fan from Stoughton Media Access Corp, a guy named Frank Walsh.
I love him; he's great.
And I think that he really got you because he said you just appeal to a wide range of music lovers.
No? I was on his cable show last year.
Yeah,
and we just hit it off as friends, which made me really feel comfortable in his studio. And he just made me feel, I think that was probably the biggest thing. And I was able to express myself. And from there on, he came to a couple of my gigs live and wants to help me with my, you know, my future. But what I asked him to do is to host my CD release party because he's so great with people. He's really a people person. He's not afraid to come up to anybody and really acknowledge artists for who they are and what they do.
Okay.
So he's going to make my CD release a lot easier, and I'm really happy about that.
Well, you mentioned your new CD. We'll just sort of talk about that a couple times as we talk today. But you've got a new one coming out by the end of the summer this year.
And I do.
It's called Gotta Be Brave.
I'm so excited about that.
You've got to be. We're going to hear some of that today. Some things that are recorded, and you're going to do a bunch of songs live as well.
Right.
All right, so let's take that high praise, a very poignant singer, appeals to all audiences. That has to go back a long way. It has to start somewhere. And here's what it is. I know you grew up in a musical family.
I did.
Right? That's awesome. That's awesome.
I feel like I was born a musician that I just always had it in me.
It's because of your dad, though. It's because of your dad.
I don't even know. I just felt like from the time I was 5 years old that I'm a singer. Like, that's who I am. Like, as a little girl, I was not afraid to sing, you know, the musicals from the 70s back then with my dad. He took me to a lot of the plays, which I feel really privileged by.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, young kids don't really get that opportunity.
Not anymore.
And so he exposed me to a lot of things.
So your dad is Mel Springer, we should say.
Right.
And probably, that's what I was getting at. You probably were influenced in the musicals and singing from beginning because he's a classically trained pianist and he writes musicals for community theater.
He does. That's his big thing. He
yeah.
writes for community theater. And his wife is an actress and she has a lot of the leads in all the plays and stuff. But he's also composing his own musical. Actually, he already composed it, but he's working on getting that out there. And he has such an enormous amount of people that are like so friendly with him and comfortable and want to do acting and singing. And he's involved in the Unitarian Church where he plays the piano, and he's just well known in that.
What a wonderful influence for you. Seriously.
Right.
And I know that in high school, you started singing right there in the chorus.
I did.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that? I bet you remember your chorus teacher really well.
I do. His name was Mr. Legro.
Yeah.
He passed. But he was... Stoughton High School had the best music program, and there were so many talented people there that are doing stuff with their music. I feel that Mr. Legro, among some of the other teachers there in the music program, were very strict.
Mm-hmm.
They had very high expectations of the people there. And they always won, like, jazz choirs, and they, in districts, and...
See, that's really exciting.
They were all recognized. The chorus was always recognized, but I think that was... Everybody had to be together, and you really had to want to be in the chorus, not just like some of the other schools where they have people that are off tune. So,
oh yeah,
it was good in some ways, and it was not in some other ways. It was a little snotty, but it helped me.
But in the end, now that you look back on it, you know that was a good thing.
It was a very good thing.
Oh yeah,
it was
you don't
very
know
good
that
because
I have, no, you don't.
But now I have high expectations of myself too.
Exactly. So, was it in high school when you were under his tutelage? Is that when you started writing for yourself, your own songs?
I had a friend growing up. His name was Ronnie, and he played the piano. And I think I must have been like 14 years old, and I just started writing songs.
Yeah.
And we were playing around with it. And, you know, I mean, they were little girl kind of stuff.
Well, do you remember, like, your first song that you wrote? Not that you have to perform it, but, you know.
No, not really. But you know what I do wish?
What?
Back then... I'll tell you that I wish there were more opportunities like there are now, because if I had the chance to be on, like, American Idol, I would have done that. I would have done Star Search, but there wasn't anything. You know, mm-hmm. It was like community auditions. But I started writing, and I'll tell you, when I first started doing gigs, there wasn't Facebook, there wasn't email, there wasn't anything, there wasn't iPhones or...
Yeah, you grew up about the same time I did.
Yeah, and so I would have to write out. I seriously wrote out letters to people to come to my gigs.
Mm, boy, that's how it was. Bygone art.
And so that's how long I've been doing that. And you had to send out promo packages to get gigs. You know, so there's probably like how many other promo packages there? I don't know. 25 or whatever.
Yeah.
How long are those promo packages? You have to give your bio, where you've played, a picture, you know, an 8x10. There was just really a lot of criteria to get a lot of gigs.
And hope there's enough interest for them to listen to what you sent them and for them maybe to come see you.
Right. But I was always driven. I would do anything just to get, like, the next gig.
What was the first gig playing your own songs that you remember that you that was the first time you actually got out playing your own songs?
My own songs?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I think it would have to be Naked City Coffee House in Cambridge. I was the feature there. And I have I have to tell you, too. It's on YouTube. You can see it.
Okay.
And I look at it, and I'm like, wow, was I skinny? Did I eat?
How long ago was it, Eileen?
A long time ago, 1991.
Okay.
So you can check that out, Eileen Springer.
Okay.
I-L-E-N-E.
All right. And what Springer, do you remember? What do you remember?
P-R-I-N-G-E-R. I just want people to get it right, so
absolutely.
they can look it up. I-L-E-N-E, Springer, S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R. I have lots of videos, but if you want to check out me really starting out, you can check out the one from Naked City Coffee House in Cambridge.
All right, so tell me a little bit more about that first night of your own songs right there at Naked City. What do you remember? I just opened up that memory for you.
I'll tell you, I had a ton of energy.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
And the audience back then, I have to say, was so supportive. They would just clap, like, tremendously for you.
So your whole family came to that gig? No,
no,
just kidding.
my parents didn't really come to a lot of my gigs. I was just sort of on my own. Now, you mean now they do here and there?
No, I just meant I was making a joke.
Yeah.
About enthusiastic clapping. Oh, it must have been your family. That's just my
joke.
No,
it's just a lot of the Cambridge folks out in the music scene.
That's
supporting
nice.
You. They all supported and wanted to see you progress.
Oh, you sure. That's an awfully nice way to start.
My first one that I remember.
I'll tell you, a lot of people that I talk to don't have a start like that. You know, their first show is like, oh, it was horrible. There was like two people in the room, and they couldn't wait for me to get off the stage. But you had a great
some of those
right, but
gigs.
It wasn't that. You had a great first start.
No, I had a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So back then when you first started, you told me a couple of your influences. I wonder if the songs that you were playing in 1991 were influenced by John Denver, maybe Cat Stevens, maybe a little Linda Ronstadt.
Yes, they were.
Yeah?
They were. I used a lot of the same chords. I just had a very simple approach and technique to my songs.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they worked, that there was something special with the repetition of things, like, you know, it really got to
a hook.
You know, yeah,
a hook.
Thank you for saying that's what I was looking for, that word, a hook.
Hook's
you
a four letter word. I'm really good with four letter
yeah,
words.
No, because some people write very intricate, complicated songs, which I do sometimes I do now.
Okay.
But back then I wrote very simple songs, and I felt like the hook was like, I want people to hear this again and again and again. And they would like, I remember that. Like, what's really great is sometimes when you play a song and you're out at a venue, you see someone that you knew 20 years ago, and they'll say, can you play this song? I remember, and I remember the title, because it's because of that hook that you played it over and over again. So it's not always those complicated songs with a lot of words that make it. Sometimes
absolutely.
It's the hook, and that's what inspired me.
So out of the influences back then that you told me about, John Denver, Cat Stevens, Linda Ronstadt, all great artists, who would you say is the one that influenced you the most? And if you had to pick a song by one of them, which one would you like me to play? I don't ask easy questions,
right now?
I guess. No.
Right now?
Well, I mean, you know.
John Denver song, like, You Fill Up My Senses.
Oh, that's such a great choice.
Yeah.
Such a great choice.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we play some of that John Denver right now? This is a classic, everybody. You Fill Up My Senses by John Denver here at WMFO.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me.
All right, it's WMFO. That was great to hear that John Denver song. I always liked that. You know, I remember taking piano lessons and driving, my mother driving me to my piano lesson, and John Denver was on the radio. So I have the same kind of a musical remembrances that you do. But for me, it wasn't that song.
Can I tell you, too? Well, first let me ask you, what was the song?
Sunshine.
Roads?
No. Sunshine on my shoulder. Because my mother said she liked it, you know? Yeah. And I like John Denver. Boy, he met a terrible end, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He did.
And you know what's really sad was that he wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane.
I know.
And he actually did leave on a jet plane.
He did.
Like, let's just get back to this. Back then, you couldn't get chords on Facebook. You could just get music books for like, and in those music books for $12 or however much they cost, you get like two songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I remember there was John Denver everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that was like the artist that you would pick to play guitar.
Now, was it all?
Not just me loving him, but the music stores putting his music out.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Was it always guitar for you? Is that always the instrument you played? Did you ever dabble with piano or something? It was always guitar.
I wish I could say I did. I never picked it up. My dad taught. My brother, I'm serious, he woke up one day, must have been in his 30s, and learned how to play by ear, and he can play anything. And I'm envious. But, you know, I tried, and I took lessons, but I could just never pick it up. But right now I'm taking flute lessons, which I'm really excited.
Oh, that's not an easy instrument.
It's not. And I'm in the intermediate stage. I made it that far. My only hope is that I will soon play with other instruments and have the opportunity to use my skills. Like right now I'm just playing on a songbook and doing duets and practicing on my own. And it's a little boring, but I really like to get out there and do some stuff with other people. I got the lick from the Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See?
Mm-hmm.
And
good old Southern Fried Rock and Roll. Right?
Yeah, and I've been listening to Jethro Tull. Not that I'm even a fan of the music, but it's the flute player. I'm like, oh my goodness, he is a flute.
So I think there's going to be some arrangements with a flute on your next CD.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I hope so. I get that confidence going.
Yep. So we talked about John Denver and the music that really meant something to you. And you told me, too, about Linda Ronstadt. By the way, what a voice. And you mentioned that she's an influence for a voice, for your vocals.
Well, a lot of people compared me to her. And I would have to say, like on Reverb Nation, when they ask you, what person do you, resemble?
Right.
Like, she'd be the one.
Wow.
I'd like to say I get a little techniques from Barbara Streisand. I really love her.
Wow, you really aim high.
I do.
These folks.
So those were my favorites back then. Like right now, I love Adele. She's one of my influences.
And okay.
I think she's great. But now I think a lot of the songwriters sound like Adele and Nora Jones. So quit it, stop. Everybody sounds like Adele.
Imitation
and
is
their
imitation.
You know. And so, but let me get off that.
Well, let's stay on Linda Ronstadt for a second. I wonder if you could pick a Linda Ronstadt song for us to play, because her voice is just so on it. We talked before, we mentioned a couple of them. When Will I Be Loved is what we talked about.
I was thinking about that one.
I'd love to hear that. Would you mind if I played it?
Yes, please.
All right, here's another of Eileen's influences. Wow, really aiming high. The great Linda Ronstadt and When Will I Be Loved here at WMFO.
Bye.
see, we're back. Wasn't that, like I said, Linda Ronstadt, what a beautiful voice she has. And, well, I should say had. I'm so depressing because I talked about John Denver, now about Linda. She's not in such good shape now either.
I know.
But boy, the music lives on in recordings, thank God.
Yes.
That was great. I mean, it was, you know, back then when that came out, When Will I Be Loved, even though that's a pure country song, that was on what they would call Top 40. That was a big hit. Like we would have today on the radio.
Well, she kind of merged into pop rock.
She absolutely did.
So it wasn't just country, it was pop.
She did all sorts of styles.
And soft rock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your songs now.
Okay.
We'll just mention again that you have a new record coming out. I said record because I'm old. You know what I mean. It's a CD. And it's going to be out
I like that. Record. I think records are going to come back.
They are coming. Isn't that exciting? They are coming back.
Yes.
So this one is going to be out by the end of the summer, this summer, 2016. It's called Gotta Be Brave. And tell me how you picked that as the title and the title track, actually.
Okay. Well, I think it's a song that everybody can relate to. And it's a song about falling in love, getting hurt, and then having the strength and the courage to fall in love again.
Wow, and everybody goes through that, but some people do better than others.
But some people don't. Some people don't do it. They just close themselves down and say, I will never be loved. I will never amount to anything because they've had a bad experience. So this is about really putting yourself out there, and you have to be vulnerable when you are with somebody new, or if you're even with friends, even with people, you got to be brave. You got to step out and show who you are.
So this song is all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk you into performing that for us?
Definitely, that's the one I want to do.
All right, let me just move the squeaky microphone over here, and that's great. We're going to hear from your brand new CD, the title track. This is Gotta Be Brave. Thank you, Eileen. That was terrific. Everybody, that was the title track from Eileen's forthcoming CD. And the title track is Gotta Be Brave. That was really terrific. Have you played that out yet?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I bet it gets a nice reaction.
It's great. And you know what? So awesome. I can't wait for you to hear the CD. It's got mandolin on it. Mike Delaney is playing it. It really adds to it. I played him with him a lot.
All right. So I would love to hear that. And by the way, everybody, this is a serious CD. This is 14 tracks on this one. So we just heard one of 14, and now we'll hear some more live. But I want to talk a little bit, too. We talked about your influences back then when you were younger and just starting out. You told me about some influences that you have now, and it's a great list. Let me just go through them, and maybe we'll hear a couple of these, too.
Okay.
Not you playing. We'll play them.
Right.
You talked about U2. Yeah. I grew up with that in college. Sting, same thing, Police, and then Solo. Adele, of course.
Right.
Rayla Montaigne. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, a talent for the ages. And, you know, somebody that a lot of people may not know is Eva Cassidy.
Oh, did I put that on her?
Eva Cassidy.
Is she great?
Oh, my God.
She passed
from
cancer, but a lot of people recognize her.
What a voice on her.
Her voice is just astounding. And it's unfortunate that she didn't get recognized before she passed, but, like, as soon as she died, all her songs, all her CDs, but like you couldn't stop buying them.
And she did a lot of covers.
She did a lot of covers.
Beautiful job on them.
A great guitar player, and she just made all the songs her own.
She
with different riffs,
honestly,
and different techniques and songs.
It's really funny, Eileen, because I hear of people that discover "quote unquote" Eva all the time. You know, she just wasn't well known, really. But you know, when people discover, they're like, "Wow, how did I miss her?"
I know.
Oh, she's gone, really? Oh,
I know.
That's what that's
only
like.
34.
Yeah, at least
she
wasn't 27. Because the 27 Club, you know? Well, the 27 Club. Amy Winehouse.
I know, that's so
Kurt Cobain, so many of them. But at least she wasn't 27. That'd be freaky.
There's a couple other ones, too.
There are, in the 27 Club.
Yeah.
I'm older than that, and so are you, I think.
27.
So we're good.
Yeah.
So do you think out of those, these are too good to pick from. U2, Sting, Adele, Ray LaMontagne, and Eva. We didn't talk about playing an Eva song. We talked about maybe playing a U2 or a Sting. Think we could talk about maybe playing an Eva?
Yes, actually, because what I was thinking of is the song "Feels Like Gold" by Sting, and Eva Cassidy plays it. So I would like you to play "Feels Like Gold" by Eva Cassidy.
Yes, that's would be
the song
my
that
pleasure.
That's the song that I cover. But I listened to both versions, and they're amazing.
All right, folks, if you haven't heard Eva Cassidy, put your seatbelt on. She's such a talent that unfortunately is no longer here. As Eileen said, this is Eva Cassidy and "Fields of Gold" at WMFO.
walking fields of gold. Ooh. Many years have passed since those summer days.
Every time I hear that, that's her voice blows me away every time.
That was perfect.
It's so beautiful. So I know that you do a lot of covers too. We've talked about your originals, and you did one, but I know that you perform a lot and you do a lot of covers, like at restaurants, that kind of thing.
I do a lot of covers at restaurants because
you want to play something that people know.
Well, I really want to get out there, and the amount of places to play in venues, you know, that recognize your solo acts aren't that, there right. aren't that many, and there are so many people out there trying to get those slots, and they go to open mics for years, and, you know, they finally get recognized, and they get the feature act for that. So I'm doing a combination of that mm-hmm. and playing covers, because with the covers, you can sell, you know, you can sell CDs, and you can throw in a couple originals at the end, and now there's Facebook online, and people will come to you, oh, I really love your voice.
SoundCloud,
where can I see you again? So it's not just playing covers, it's getting people to come to other gigs that are originals.
Let me talk about one of your earlier CDs, if you don't mind. You have two earlier CDs. The first one is called Love Passing Through and Matter of Time.
Yes.
Now, the title track from Matter of Time is just a beautiful song. And I know that you were telling me about that before, that you might want to perform that.
I do want to do that song.
So tell us about, like you did with Gotta Be Brave, tell us about that song, Matter of Time. How'd you come up with that, and what are the lyrics about?
It's just being hopeful in finding a person that's understands who you are and is comfortable with you and is the one. I don't know if is the one sounds like match.com, but is like your dream.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of time before it happens.
Perfect. Perfect introduction for you to do that song for us. Title track from your second album.
That's awful, Match.com, you know, and I just have such a bad vibe from that. That's what I said, the one, and I'm like, that's the first thing that I came up with.
Well, I'll never mention it again.
No, right. I came up with the one. And
that's
I'm like,
true.
Oh, like, it got to that. No.
All right. Would you treat us to Matter of Time?
Yes.
Perfect. It's Eileen Springer and Matter of Time.
I can feel it in my blood. I can see it in your eyes. It carries me all day through the heavens and the skies. I sleep soundly at night and wake peaceful to the dawn, knowing that you feel the same and together we belong. And there's anticipation. I can visualize our first kiss. It's just a matter.
of love, and it sets the stage for the happiness I'm dreaming of. The moments will come soon, there's so much for us to share. I can dream about it now, and I know you'll soon be here.
Eileen Springer, everybody, here at WMFO, and that was the title track from her second CD called Matter of Time. That was terrific. Thank you so much for playing that.
I just want to mention that that's on iTunes and CD Baby. So
absolutely.
Pick up a copy of it.
Absolutely.
There's 13 songs on there. There's two covers. I did Autumn Leaves, which is a jazz song. And some people might be familiar with it, some mm-hmm. might not. And Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Oh, a little Creedence.
Right. So a little from my cover, and, you know, I was inspired by some jazz songs. I took voice lessons, and it's funny that the voice teachers I chose trained me in jazz. So that was one of the songs that I...
Well, it's very good training to have, that's for sure. That's a workout on your voice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's, if we could, I'd like to talk just about your influences one more time. The more recent ones, you had such a good list. I wonder if we could play one more. We talked about One by U2, which is just spectacular.
You know, this is what I'd love you to play. Okay. One by U2. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is that I covered that song on Gotta Be Brave. And
the new album is coming out, yeah.
Yeah, they're such an inspiration. They're great. I mean, they're so simple. Their progressions are... are repetitious.
Self-taught, too.
And they stay in your head. And that's why I like them.
Yeah, and The Edge, it's all, that's all him. That's his style. He's self-taught. Yeah.
And they're driven, too. And they put, like, I don't know what they do in the studio, but they, you know, they do a lot of effects, too. But when you break it down and they do acoustic, they're very simple songs. They're songs that have two or three chords. Mm-hmm. But the song that I would love you to play is One, because that's the one that I do on Gotta Be Brave, and I have Seth Connolly joining me.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's hear you two doing their wonderful track called One here at WMFO.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share.
That was a terrific other influence to hear. I love you, too. I grew up with them in college. Saw them here in the Boston Garden a couple times. Love that band as well.
They're great.
That was terrific. All right, well, let's sort of finish up with one more from your new CD. You mentioned another track on there called Invisible.
I love this song.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that other people enjoy it as much.
Tell me a bit about that one before you play it.
I thought it would be very cool if a person that you were dating or in love with couldn't see how you were feeling, like when you were feeling angry or sad or rejected. It just couldn't. You were invisible. You had superhuman powers.
Interesting. So you wouldn't have anything to react to.
Right.
Right. Which is probably a good thing sometimes.
Just be like, they would just be like, you know, accept you for everything and all your needs would be met.
That would be a terrific thing. Conceptually it is anyway, but I wonder if it's real.
I thought it just would be good. What if I was invisible and you couldn't see my heart and all you saw was a superwoman when I was falling apart? And I could fly into the sky when I was falling apart at the seams, and I could just wave goodbye and go beyond my dreams.
All right, we've got to have you play this one for us. And let's listen to the lyrics. This sounds very interesting. This is from Eileen's new CD, Gotta Be Brave, that is going to be out at the end of this summer, summer 2016. And this track is called Invisible, everybody, here at WMFO.
Okay. I'm just going to tune up a little bit.
Tuning is good.
You saw was a superwoman, and I thoughts with what I've said. Only by nature is I visible. Inside, you felt alive. All your needs were met. What if I was invisible and you couldn't see?
Intense.
Yeah, it is intense, huh?
I sort of have that same wish I could be that way. That was really lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think out of all the songs on my CD, that's the one that's sheds light on the fact that I'm not as brave as I want to be.
Who really is? Well, I think that we've learned a lot about you, and I'm glad that we got to hear a lot of your influences and a lot of the songs from the new record. I'm glad that you played them live, too. Really gave people a sense of what you sound like
playing live
like that. Where can people find out more about you? You must have a Facebook page and maybe a web page, and I know you put things on SoundCloud.
You can befriend me on Facebook because I'm very friendly, and I love to network. And if you're a musician, I like to see what you're doing, too. It's just a fun place to be and to get to know people and meet new friends. And I post a lot of videos. And I also do motivational quotes on there.
I
find a purpose on Facebook. I just don't go and, not to put people down, but I don't post like my last meal.
Oh.
Maybe because I don't cook. Okay, if that makes you feel better. But I guess what I really want to say is that I go on there with a purpose.
Yeah.
I want to network with musicians, and I want them to hear my songs and know where I'm playing. You can also definitely join my music page. Just look up on Facebook and you'll see Eileen Springer, musician. Mm-hmm. I spell my name I-L-E-N-E-S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R. All you got to do is click onto my name and like and then you'll see like where I'm playing.
Gotcha. And of course, we can search you in YouTube and see all those performance videos.
Yeah, I've had a lot of them.
And SoundCloud as well?
I've had a lot of things on SoundCloud, too.
Do you have a website of your own as well?
I don't have a website. I probably will after Gotta Be Brave, but right now I've been just focusing on getting the CD done, so the all website right. hasn't come
well, again, yet. Well, again, this takes a long time to get a CD right, and I think from what we've heard tonight, it's going to be just a great CD. I can't wait to hear the
it's
whole thing.
It's going to be brave.
Yeah.
It's going to be brave. It's going to be a brave thing, and I think a lot of courageous acts are going to come to me. I really do feel that way.
I hope so.
Because every time I go out and play, I feel like I'm getting a little bit better and I'm acknowledged. And I take it into my life. I take it out into my life.
What you do is not an easy thing to do, you know, and that's all anything that's all that any of us can do is every day just try and take a step forward, make a little progress.
Right.
And if that's what you're doing, I got to hand it to you. That's awesome.
So that's good because that fits the, you know, the title.
Perfect. Gotta Be Brave. Eileen Springer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
I hope
much,
you had a
Mike.
Good time.
I did. I stumbled upon a lot of the words. If you know me, that's how I...
Well, nobody would know if you didn't say anything.
That's how I interview.
All right, but, Eileen Springer, everybody. Her new CD, Gotta Be Brave, will be out by the end of this summer in 2016.
Yes,
thanks,
and you'll be invited
so
to my CD release party.
Absolutely.
Just click onto my... music page, Eileen Springer Musician Band, and you'll be invited.
Gotcha. Okay. This is WMFO, everybody. Thanks so much.
How many times can you fall in love and get back in the ring again? I thought about giving up. It's taking time for my heart to mend. How long can you dwell in hope when nothing seems to go your way? I've been searching for the golden prize. I've been dreaming it for days. I've been bruised, I've been scarred. I've trusted in a fallen heart. The joy it always comes in waves. If I could choose, black and white. How much pain can